The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
So yesterday I got off the air at 3 o'clock and drove down to CenturyLink Field so I could do the Seahawks pregame show. And as I was driving down there, where you can either go east on I-90 or you can go west to the stadiums, I noticed that the street signs, the freeway signs, they were just covered with graffiti. Some of them so covered with black paint that you couldn't even see what the sign said. And our Nicole Jennings, who does all our online and digital work, she just was working on a story about all of this graffiti. And Nicole, what made you think to even do a story about this?
Well, we actually received a tip from a listener, Garrett Lloyd King, who's a local truck driver in the area.
And he's one of our listeners?
Yes,
he is. We have so many truck driver listeners. I love our truck drivers.
And I mean, you know, so he does this for a profession, driving around. He's from here, and he actually got messed up by one of these freeway signs and ended up with his big truck, you know, having to navigate the downtown streets and get trapped in that mess because he ended up getting off the freeway too early. And so I thought, well, if that could mess up a truck driver, you know, these signs must be.
Professional driver. Yeah, and he told Nicole that he saw it in the same place I saw it yesterday, right where I-5 and I-90 meet.
Going westbound on I-90 and going to take I-5 south, which is exit 2B. Well, when you come around the corner, there's just a whole bunch of graffiti on it, or it's just sprayed out with black spray paint. So you can't even see the sign what it says.
And as Nicole just said, he's a professional driver who's getting messed up by this.
I kind of missed that turn because I wasn't sure which it was, in a sense. You know, I know my way around pretty well, but even if I have a struggle with that, imagine those that aren't from around here.
Well, and especially because that is an area where a lot of people drive that maybe don't go into downtown for anything other than a Seahawks game or a Mariners game. And if there are no street signs because they're all covered with black paint.
Oh, yeah. And Seattle is a hard enough city to navigate as it is. You know, all the one-way streets, the intersections that are triangles and hexagons and you know, what have you. Seattle's a hard city to get around in as a driver. But then when you add in not being able to read the signs and not know where you're supposed to go, and you want to be a safe driver and not just be staring at the sign. You want to be, you know, eyes on road, just glancing at the sign. But if you can't read it, that's hard to do.
And that's what our listener said is, you know, how many people are just getting off the wrong exit because the sign is completely covered with black paint?
Imagine these people that aren't from around here. How many times have people ended up down on Edgar Martinez way down there because they can't see the sign?
So you talk to the DOT. Do we have any idea how much this is costing us, all this graffiti removal?
No, I wasn't able to find that out. I do know that the crews, you know, the crews are really stretched thin, the WashDOT crews, because the same people who go out there removing graffiti are also repaving. They're in the wintertime, they're out there with the plows, you know, they're fixing the guardrails, kind of any problem they're out there taking care of. So I see what the DOT meant is that it's hard to have enough manpower to go out there and fix these signs.
Well, this is what happens when you have so many drug addict, homeless on our streets. We have such a gang problem, and the gang tags are a huge issue. And for you and me, our tax dollars, these crews, these government DOT crews, as soon as they go and clean it up, Nicole talked with Joseph Calabro with WashDOT, and he said they'll go clean it up and it'll be spray painted almost immediately again.
Unfortunately, some of these signs that we clean or replace are routinely tagged again. And so it's a real frustration.
You know, you've spent a lot of time in Europe. I was just in Europe a few weeks ago, and we took a train from Barcelona up into the mountains. And my wife and girls and I, we were commenting that every inch along the train tracks is covered with graffiti, and almost every European city. There seems to be something with socialism and disenfranchised young people and graffiti, and it's all around Europe, and it's here in Seattle because, you know, we've instilled the same mentality around here.
Yeah, it's bad in Barcelona. It's bad in Rome going from the airport to the city. It's really bad over in Europe, but, you know, it seems to have come here too.
Yeah, and one of the problems is if they tag your business, it's up to you, the business owner, to clean it up at personal expense. And this is what happens when we got so much lawlessness right around the city. All right, you have a lot more of the audio, and you have a lot more story posted right now at mynorthwest.com.
Yep, on your page.
Okay, check that out, the Dory Monson Show page, Nicole Jennings. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.